Father God, thank you so much for sending your son, for sending him to the cross at the right time, for helpless sinners like us, Lord. Thank you for giving us a time, setting aside in our service so that we can remember you and remember what you've done. Lord, just use this time to prepare our hearts. In your name, amen. I'll be honest with you. The last couple of weeks have been kind of tough. Nothing really out of the ordinary, just extra busy. I felt weighed down by a lot of things. I felt weighed down by my own sinfulness. So when I was preparing my lesson for this morning, I decided to put together kind of what I've been using to help shepherd my heart through this time. I hope it can be helpful to you guys. So go ahead and open your Bibles up to Romans 5. I'm going to be reading verses 6 through 11, but we'll spend most of our time in verse 6. It says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." I love verse 6. I love, if you take it down to the main point, there's two words: Christ died. This is telling us that the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for since the early pages of Scripture, came to earth and died. And when did he die? It tells us. It says right there, at the right time. Not at some time that we weren't thinking about, not some time that caught God off guard. At the right time, he sent his son to die. And then Paul graciously describes our state in two phrases. He says, we were still helpless, and we were the ungodly. During a week like this, I need to see myself this way. I need to see myself as the person that Christ came to save. The word helpless in that, I get the image of an infant, a newborn, who has not only no way to provide anything that newborn needs, he has no idea of what he really needs. He just knows he needs something. That's a perfect image of who we are apart from Christ. However, the idea here is not a physical helplessness, but a spiritual one. When Christ went to the cross, he went there because we were completely unable to do anything for ourselves. As verse 9 says it, we were destined for the wrath of God and could do nothing to avoid it. That's when Christ died, at the right time. I wonder why, when I'm sitting here as a reconciled believer, I think that I can do anything on my own. My need for Christ today is no different than it was when I became a believer. Christ's death and imputed righteousness did not suddenly make me capable of reconciling myself to God. It reconciled and continues to reconcile me to God. I need this Savior now more than I ever did. As for ungodly, this word shows that not only were we ill-equipped to solve the problem, we weren't even really aware we had a problem. The word ungodly there is a noun, not an adjective, stating that this is not some descriptive about us, but it's who we are to our core. Christ gives us his righteousness so that we are no longer seen as ungodly, but are comfortably counted among the righteous. That's what he did on the cross. Verse 10 tells us that not only were we unreconciled, but we were enemies to God. We were the ones that put his son on the cross. We were the ones that spit in his face with our defiance of him. Apart from Christ, we are not standing at the gates of heaven asking to come in, but we're running away from him and insulting him with our every action. This is the person for which Christ died. So when I'm buried under the burden of my own sinfulness, I go here. I remind myself that apart from Christ's death on the cross, I'm completely spiritually helpless. I need to set myself at the cross and be dependent on him, the only one that will meet my needs. I remind myself that apart from Christ's death on the cross, I'm marked among the ungodly. I'm an enemy of God and condemned to an eternity under his wrath. I need Christ's transforming work to count me among the righteous, and that burden of sin is no longer a burden that I carry, but it is one that Christ carried to the cross. Today, while the men pass out the bread and the juice, remember what happened at the cross. Remember your identity change. If you have not put your faith in the Messiah and cannot count yourself among these that have had your life transformed by Christ, we're glad you're here. We hope that you would seek someone out and learn more about our Savior. But as we pass the elements, please let them pass by, as this is a time for us to remember our Savior. Men, come forward and let's take communion on our own today.